The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with... Okay, I'll just mention briefly... The Fool on the Hill. As time goes on, the people of this country are finally... are being forced to admit that we don't have an individual that can give direction to this country. That in itself means that we're on the brink of great disorder. Not just America, but the world itself is on the brink of great disorder. I'm going to begin with, there's an American billionaire, he's an investor, his name is Raymond Ray Dalio. He founded the world's largest hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates. And he released a letter, open letter, and it is headlined, "Why the World is on the Brink of Great Disorder." Quote, "I saw three things happening that hadn't happened in my lifetime, but it happened in the 1930 to 1945 period. That examination showed me that these three big forces, that is, debt money won, the international conflict won, external conflict one, transpired in big cycles that reinforced each other to make up what I call the big cycle. This country, the people of this country, have a sense that there is something big about to take place. Things have been taking place that are of a important magnitude, but it's just not what, yes, things happen, we flow, we adapt, but there's going to come a time when something will happen, it's going to be very difficult to adapt to. The people of this country, they sense, you know, God has given every human being intuition, something they can sense, they can't maybe put it to words, it's just a feeling, especially women, they have children, they just have a sense that one of the children is in trouble, and generally, most of the time, they're right. God has given mankind an intuitive ability. And then with that intuitive ability, you sense something, but you don't know what. We all sense something is happening that we can't see. We sense that in the government, there is a hidden hand. And behind the scene, some force, an individual, a group of people, they are managing everything. They are controlling everything. And week by week, as the news, as we begin to see what the events happening, we know that who's orchestrating Ukraine, for example? Who made the decision to go into Ukraine and began to provoke Russia? Why were they forced to stop the the UN or NATO from expanding, NATO, more NATO countries in Eastern Europe? Who planned this objective? Then in this country, now as we're beginning to, everybody is taking position in the presidential race, or the possible presidential race, the war on Donald Trump, and Kennedy is now, we have to admit, that something that we can't see is trying to destroy their momentum and their, just to destroy them. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
And I don't think I need to persuade you. I believe that most people realize that there is, we are waiting for, we don't know what, something major. I don't believe it's nuclear war, but I do believe it ties into and will, is part of this election season, the cycle. I don't think we're going to have an election. Something's going to happen. It's what they do. They, the unseen hand. So, Dalio, he goes on to say this. We are approaching a debt financial economic restructuring that will lead to big changes to the financial order. He's got his finger on a button here. This is one of many possible scenarios. And it could be not just one, but a scenario of three, four, five things happening in tandem, together. It is clear that we've headed into a type of civil war, that we are headed into a type of civil war over the next 18 months. The odds of some form of a major conflict are dangerously high. Those who assume that things will work out in orderly ways, or work in the orderly ways, have forgotten. I'm sorry, let me see here. Those who assume that things will work in the orderly ways we have gotten used to in the past few decades will be shocked and probably hurt by the changes to come. What is most important for most people is to visualize the worst. If you do that, you will be prepared for it and probably be fine. Remember Ecclesiastes 9:11. The race isn't to the swift, the battle to the strong, food to the wise, honor to men who are in positions of dignity or people that are wealthy. One thing happens to them all. Being at the wrong place at the wrong time, that's the negative end of it, or being at the right place at the right time. No one can escape fate. No one can escape the hardships that are ordained for every human being. Some hardships more to some than to others. If you visualize the worst, then you'll be prepared for it. And you'll probably be fine. So, now, I'm going to go to an article. The deeper dive, The Cashless Society is Here, by David Haggith. July 21st, 2023. It's a three-part article, I think, two for sure. He's attempting to bring everyone up to date on how rapidly the world is collecting its citizens into a totally centralized cashless society. It includes links and a password to give you access to previously privileged content about the move toward a cashless control that was originally for my patrons only. I want to make sure everyone has access to the big picture that was once conspiracy theory but now is mainstream news, starring major actors who are playing themselves. The International Monetary Fund is making sure all digital currencies are global. I've talked about a two-world order, the unipolar world order and the multipolar world order. Two systems, economic systems. The first having been having its genesis in about 1945, right after World War II. The second order, economic order, has slowly been, you might say, the world has been pregnant with the second economic order, or the second world order, the multipolar world order, for probably 25, 30 years. But it was given birth about 16 months ago. And before that, it was already conceived, the thought, the way practically in which it was going to develop through the BRICS nations. It began with Russia, China, Brazil, India, South America. Now other nations are part of that system. Now, he is saying in this article that there's only going to be one system controlled by what I think he believes the Antichrist system of America, directed by the coming Antichrist of America. I don't think he is fully understanding that the Bible says there has to be a second economic order, or you could call it a second world order. From a one world order to a two world order. Now, the first big story was the push by the International Monetary Fund to make sure all central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, work on a global platform right out of the gate. Now, the truth is, yes, these two systems, separate systems, they will be able to communicate back and forth. But one system will be controlled by the International, the World Economic Forum, and that design, America and the unipolar nations. The second, separate, will be the multipolar world nations. But these CBDCs, our system will work with China, Russia, India, Brazil, South America, Venezuela, Mexico, Iran, Iraq, all the other nations. The IMF wants to make sure digital currencies that are controlled by central banks, as each nation's legal tender, doesn't start off with each nation doing its own thing. Absolutely correct. They don't want the nations like, and he's talking, and this, the IMF is basically saying, we don't want the BRICS nations to do their own thing, to where they struggle to integrate globally over time. So it's creating a global platform. The International Monetary Fund is working on a platform that would allow various central bank digital currencies to interoperate on a global scale, which comes amid a broader push toward cashless societies and concerns about risks to freedom. The IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva told conference participants on Monday in Rabat, Morocco, quote, CBDCs should not be fragmented national propositions. To have more efficient and fairer transactions, we need systems that connect countries. We need interoperability. For this reason, at the IMF, we are working on the concept of a global CBDC platform. But the Bible says that there will not be a global CBD platform. They may work, these two economic systems, the two digital systems, may work together, but America will not control them. In case you were concerned, your nation's first move into digital currency, into a digital currency changeover, would not work globally, the IMF is letting you know they have this covered or are hard at work on solving it. It is not yet there. And that may be what is holding up CBDC's large-scale rollout. Georgieva said that the IMF wants central banks to reach a consensus on a common global regulatory framework for digital currencies that would give global adoption a major boost. And there's another article I won't get to, but the name of this article is One Big World Government's Coming for You and Your Money. World ID is coming, whether you like it or not. The company has created a database linking digital cash, central bank digital currencies, with a digital identity system. From the research I've done, I believe that the Bitcoin wasn't just put together by a brilliant individual from Japan. Rather, it has all the fingerprints of DARPA, of American government agencies. It even smells not only fingerprints, but the smell appears to be America's involvement through DARPA. Do I trust Bitcoin? Personally, no. Because it can be tracked. All of them. IMF believes that the absence of a global platform on which various countries can interoperate would make a weaker case for their use, and cryptocurrencies would step in to fill the void. CBDs are controlled by central banks, while cryptocurrencies are generally decentralized, which is true to a degree. But I think they can be traced by blockchain, if I understand correctly. It is vital to the globalists that we do not do anything in a decentralized way. God forbid cryptocurrencies should cut central banks out of central control of the currency in use. Then where would their power be? The last thing we want is the emergence of settlement blocks, where CBDC transactions are settled within separate ring-fenced regional frameworks. So globally, they are going to be pretty much right out of the gate though some are passed out of the gate and have crossed the finish line. So in other words, there are some nations already that are part of that system, CBDCs. She said that out of 114 central banks around the world that are exploring issuing national CBDCs, 10 have already crossed the finish line. Well, America and many, Canada, England, and some European nations. Well, we're going to continue with crossing the finish line when we get back after this break. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast, 1360KHSC.com.
Hi there. We're the guys from All Gas, No Class Radio.
Please join us and support our new show Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. We'd love to have you.
Because we're too ugly for OnlyFans.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back. Weekends through August 6th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Weekends through August 6th. Discount tickets available at KHNC and online at coloradorenaissance.com.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Sing a song, make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing a song.
La 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 la. Sing a song. Let the world sing along.
Wouldn't it be nice to go back to 1971 when the Carpenters came out with this hit? The world wasn't mad. The government had, you could tell there was some insanity, but not like presently. The New Age movement was gaining momentum. Witchcraft was more evident. There was more momentum. Klaus Schwab decided, I have a brilliant idea. I think I will start the World Economic Forum and put together a system, a digital system in the future to control the continents, the nations of the world through cashless system. And we know that Klaus Schwab was a Pilgrim Society choice to take that position. His father was a Nazi. He's a Nazi. And he was going to eventually collaborate with other Nazis like George Soros and many individuals like that. 1971, we didn't know that this would be the beginning of where we end up today. I'm going to jump from this article that I've been reading to you out of, The Deeper Dive, The Cashless Society is Here, David Haggith, July 21st, 2023. I'm going to jump to Independent Sentinel.com, One Big World Government's Coming for You and Your Money. This is by M. Dowling, Thursday, the 20th of July, 2023. Company has created a database linking digital cash, central bank digital currencies, with a digital identity system. So that proved what I just said. Whatever digital currency you use is going to, they will be able to identify it. World ID is coming whether you like it or not. WorldCoin created its own money. The plan is to put 8 billion people on the government dole. Global connections and the internet network modernization in smart city. Co-founders working with AI and describe their goals on their website. Some Web3 projects are trying to create a better cryptocurrency. Some are tackling the problem of self-sovereign identity. Some are trying to tell the difference between what's real and what's an AI-created fake. Some are building systems for better governance. Some are trying to improve the development of AI through the principles of decentralization. Some are trying to reduce global inequalities. So everybody is equal. WorldCoin is trying to do all of the above. The goal is simple and modest. Create a system that will eventually freely distribute tokens to all 8 billion people on the planet as a form of universal basic income. The idea is for the elites to control money centrally and dole out these tokens in the form of universal basic income or welfare. It's a Marxist principle. When they tie it to social credits, as they plan to do, your freedom disappears. When they control all the money, which is the goal, they control all the people, all 8 billion of us. WorldCoin will have a world ID that comprises biometric data that links all these tokens and their distribution. When it's in place, it will no longer be voluntary. They will force us into 15-minute cities. In other words, if you live right here in Johnstown, you have to be able to, whatever you're going to do, buy groceries, forget about gas stations, you won't need it, you got to walk. Groceries, clothing, haircut, beauty salon, a chai, a coffee, whatever it may be, it has to be within 15 minutes walking distance. 15-minute cities. So, I don't think 15-minute cities will work for most of us. This is what it is, WorldCoin. This is the Antichrist system. But don't despair, like I have stated. There will be a second system, not so much in America or Canada or the European nations or Ireland or Australia or New Zealand, but in the multipolar world nations, they're going to have a digital system. But it will not be as draconian as what will come to the United States of America. The American people have no clue of what is coming to this country. Something ominous is right there in front of you. You can sense it. You don't know what it is. It is the Luciferian Illuminati, secret societies, New World Order of America. America, according to the Bible, will become the greatest center of Satanism, witchcraft, ever in the history of the world. The Mayans, the Incas, these people, what they used to do, the spirit of it hasn't died completely. That spirit will come to this country. And what they did in the streets of those cities down in Central America, South America, they'll do right here on the streets of this country. Rick Rodriguez, hold tight.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
So, going back from one article that I left to another and back to the one I began with, The Deeper Dive, the Cashier Society is here, David Haggith, today's out of his, it was sent out today. And then Kristalina Georgieva, going back to her quote, she said that out of 114 central banks around the world that are exploring, this is a deceptive word she uses, exploring issuing national CBDCs, 10 have already crossed the finish line. The other 104 are going to be coerced, sanctioned, threatened to join or else. It's not voluntary. In the unipolar world network, it's not voluntary. Mandatory. You will, or we will do what we did to Russia. Sanction you. We will, there will be a coup in your country. We'll remove your elected leaders. This is a determined globalist move. We will pursue relentlessly together the development of central bank digital currencies. The agency sees the widespread adoption of CBDCs as a near given. Now, I'll give you a verse, a chapter in the book of Revelation, chapter 13. If you don't take the mark of the beast, you can't buy and you can't sell. You see where this is going? It's in the Bible. And if it's in the scripture, it will come to pass. This is why Christ gave John the vision on the island of Patmos. Not that he's coming to punish the world, it's that he wanted John to write this revelation so that the world would see what the children of the devil would do in the time in which we live. And there would be an individual with a partner that would put together a digital system, technology, to control every man, woman, and child on the earth through a cashless system. But like I say, there is hope. It's a two-world order presently. Thank you, Vladimir Putin. A two-world order. Not a one-world order. It is a two-world order now. There will be two economic systems in the world. The economic system of Antichrist in the West, centered in the United States, and the second system, which will be used in the multipolar nations. To accomplish Earth's move to becoming global cashless society, the IMF have increased the staffing. The IMF has increased the staffing it has working on digital currency. We also learned this month that the UN seeks to make sure you have a digital ID attached to your bank account. Just last month, I wrote about this in an earlier editorial. I won't repeat it all here. The editorial, line up for your global interstellar ID number. He's going to quote one paragraph as a refresher. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, this globalist devil worshiper, in my opinion, states that the United Nations is planning to introduce a global digital ID system that is linked to individuals' bank accounts. He wants to make sure every individual in the world can be directly tied to his, her, its bank accounts. You probably should be afraid. Why does the UN need to, and that was the end of quote, you need to be afraid. Why does the UN need to know my bank account number? And why do I need to have globally recognized number to identify me? We've survived for thousands of years without one. The plan is similar to the system developed by the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and the World Economic Forum is a Pilgrim Society creation. Klaus Schwab is a Pilgrim Society choice. Why? We're going to get into the mystical here for a second. Because of his generational involvement to his father, grandfather, great-great-grandfather, etc., 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 all the way back to who knows how many generations, their involvement in the occult. Just like Anthony Tony Fauci and his father and his grandfather and great-great-great-great-great-great to the 1600s, the Abyss family. The occult connection. And because of that occult connection, the individuals that oversee secret, the Pilgrim Society, which is a group of very powerful satanic high priests making decisions by contacting through a satellite phone the Kingdom of Darkness. This is how it works. I'm giving you some insight. You don't have to believe me. Present Truth 1360, KHNC.com for podcasts.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
And the article goes on to say that you can read all about Guterres. Now, why was Guterres picked? Same principle I just explained to you about Klaus Schwab. His occult background. Guterres has an occult background. And the more powerful the occult background you have, the more you're going to be picked for powerful positions in UN, governments, military, corporations. You see, Satan has been building his kingdom for the last 6,000 years. Satan offered to give Christ the kingdoms of the world. He told Christ, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all these kingdoms. He took Christ into the future to our time to show him all the major cities of the world, New York City, San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, all the big cities in China, Moscow, in the Middle East, Dubai. And he showed Christ all these cities, and he showed him how the world is controlled by Satan. And Christ said no. Why would Christ want to rule the world when he created the earth, the stars, when he knew, when everybody listening to this program, he knew the day you would be conceived. He knows the day you're going to die. Why would Christ want to inherit something inferior like the kingdoms of the world when he's going to inherit he's already inherited the whole universe. He created it. It was usurped illegally. But Christ is going to return. And when he returns, the kingdoms of this world will be his kingdoms. So why did he need to bow to Satan? Satan picks the people that he wants to put in positions in every generation. Do you think Donald Trump was there accidentally? No. Satan picked 6 out of 7, but Christ picked 1 of the 7, Donald Trump, who's a born-again believer, to be president. And Satan had to allow it. Didn't like it. Is fighting against it. All of his children are trying to destroy Trump to this very day. But you see, Satan has been given the right to build his kingdom. And he's been given the right to create all this death and mayhem, sickness, starvation, because Christ in the book of Revelation and through the prophets in the Old Testament, he revealed the end from the beginning. What man without God will do, when man without conscience, what they are capable of. And Christ turned this world over to Satan, not totally, for 6,000 years. That time is coming to an end. May the God of peace, may the Savior of mankind, may God's dear Son bring peace to your weekend. Join me on Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Rick Rodriguez. Let's visit again either Sunday or next week.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.